This is Adam Hannon, master of Akalani's Fellowship Lodge, number 480, of the state of California, in Lafayette, California. And this is the Trestle Board for August 2020. From the East, a message from worshipful Adam J. Hannon. As August arrives and those of us with kids start preparing for a new virtual school year, it's easy to wonder where this year has gone. Days seem to merge into weeks and into months, with no end in sight to our current shelter in place. Yet our lodge has remained active, despite being unable to practice or perform our beloved ritual. I want to thank all of you who have participated in our weekly calls and encourage those who haven't to join us. They really are a great way to connect with your brethren and maintain a semblance of normalcy. Some of you have mentioned that you aren't comfortable with the technology, and so have found it more difficult to stay connected. But don't despair. We are currently planning a Zoom training for anyone who would like a little hand-holding and patient explanation of how to use this important tool. My wife, Melina, who has been teaching Zoom to many groups and individuals during the past few months, will lead the session. Stay tuned for dates. Our meetings are held every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. and are easy to access. If using a computer or smartphone, visit this URL, https://bit.ly/AFL Weekly Call. Password, if asked, AFL480. If dialing in by phone, dial 623-404-9000. Enter the meeting ID 149-408-7025 and the password 738-710. We are also hosting two special meetings in August. Of course, the first is our monthly non-stated meeting on Tuesday, August 4th, in which we will go through General Lodge and Masonic news, announcements, and updates, and receive some valuable Masonic education. This month delivered by our officers coach, Worshipful Michael Roberts, who will lead a discussion about the volume of the sacred law. On August 11th, Worshipful C. Douglas Russell will address the lodge on the esoteric art of memory. The login is the same as above. Please join us for what I'm certain will be a fascinating discussion. Last month, we were honored to hear from Worshipful John Williams, who discussed the experiences of a Prince Hall Mason in the time of George Floyd. His thoughts on racism and the power of Masonry were enlightening and thought-provoking. If you were unable to attend the call, you can watch it online. In these pages, you'll find an article about iMember 2.0. Please read it, install it on your mobile device, and make sure your data is accurate. We will start using iMember for lodge communications, including phone call and text reminders. I think you'll find it to be easy to use. It's also the only way to get your dues card next year. Also, and this is very important, please add 925-481-5433 to your contacts list and note it as Akalani's Fellowship. This is the phone number that texts and reminder calls will come from. Adding it to your contacts will ensure it is not treated as spam. As always, I'd like to remind you that even though our lodge activities are on hold, that doesn't mean our Masonic activities must stop. In fact, this is an ideal time to practice memory work. Call a brother and work together. Learn one of the charges. Work on your degree proficiency. Or, if you are a Master Mason and have never done it, learn the third degree proficiency. Officers, work on your proficiency for next year's role. We should use this time productively so we come out of the quarantine ahead of where we were when we started. Finally, I once again remind you that the lodge is here for you in time of trouble. Please let me know if any of our brothers are ill during this time, if anyone needs assistance getting groceries, or if someone just needs to talk. Together, we will come through this experience stronger. My continued healthiest wishes and regards to you and your families. Adam J. Hannon, Master. iMember 2.0. A month in, nearly 85% of California lodges have already begun to access their portals in iMember 2.0, the new membership platform, one of the highest adoption rates of any Grand Lodge jurisdiction on the system. Yet with so many new features just a finger swipe away, and many more being prepped for launch this fall, there are still lots of questions left to be answered, starting with some of the most basic. How do I get to iMember 2.0? iMember 2.0 is designed to work on any mobile phone, tablet, or desktop or laptop computer with an internet connection. Simply visit freemason.org and click the For Members button in the upper right-hand corner of the screen. If you haven't logged on yet, you'll need to create an account, so have your email address, membership number, and a unique password ready to go. Can I download iMember 2.0 on my phone? Yes. Whether you have an iPhone or an Android phone, you can add a home screen shortcut to access iMember 2.0 quickly and easily. To install, use your web browser to visit the site and select Add to Home Screen. The exact placement of the button will depend on your web browser, Safari, Chrome, or Firefox. See detailed instructions here. Are there more features in the works? You bet. Here are a few we're most excited about developing and introducing over the next several months. 1. Digital dues, reminders, and payment plans. In the past 2 years, lodges across the state suspended more than 1,000 Masons for failing to pay dues. Yet when reached by Grand Lodge staff, 82% of those suspended didn't even realize they had failed to pay their dues, and two-thirds didn't even know they had been suspended. With iMember 2.0's digital dues, these types of failures will be a thing of the past. With just a few clicks, lodge secretaries will be able to send out reminders of upcoming dues to all registered members using those members' preferred communication medium. That includes email reminders, text messages, or even automatic phone calls. From there, members will be able to log on to iMember 2.0 and pay their dues online, either all at once or on an installment plan. For more information about digital dues, check out one of the virtual seminars designed for lodge officers, especially secretaries. 2. Expanded social networks. Masons are all about fellowship, and iMember 2.0 will offer them unprecedented opportunities to connect. Just as you have access to your lodge profile on the new platform, iMember 2.0 will soon offer members the ability to join special interest groups through a social media-style portal. So motorcycle enthusiasts can join Hiram's Hogs, for instance, or snowbirds can join the Solomon's Skiers. A beta version of this feature is already live, and members are clearly excited about it. In just 4 weeks, Masons have viewed posts in some of these affinity groups more than 25,000 times. 3. New ways to share resources. Just about every lodge has a back room full of extra aprons and officers' jewels. A new feature in development will give members a chance to donate or swap certain Masonic regalia on a virtual marketplace akin to Craigslist or Nextdoor. The new platform is called Solomon's List. Details are still being worked out, but imagine if newly formed lodges were able to take advantage of surplus regalia cluttering up older lodges. 4. One-stop shop for hall associations. You probably already know about the challenges of operating a joint hall association with another lodge. This fall, iMember 2.0 will help relieve some of that burden by releasing a new hall association dashboard where members can store documents, communicate with their association across different lodges, and work with Grand Lodge to submit requests and reports. 5. Keeping track of attendance. A virtual Tyler's Register is another feature in the works for iMember 2.0. Using this feature, members can scan a QR code at Lodge through their phone to digitally check into the meeting. For members, it's a fun way to track how often they visit Lodge, either their own or while traveling. For Lodge leaders, it's a useful tool to keep track of how active their membership is, and to act quickly when attendance flags. For questions on iMember, contact Member Services at 415-292-9180 or memberservices@freemason.org. Mason's Four Mitts. In baseball, the slide is a key and exciting part of the game. But when it comes to childhood education, stopping the slide is a home run. This year, our Masons for Mitts captains, teams, and lodges are focused on minimizing the effects of a COVID slide, an accelerated version of what's normally referred to as the summer slide. Research shows that for many students, academic achievement slows or even declines over the summer months. With the pandemic disrupting schools and all aspects of students' lives, kids need our help now more than ever before. That's why this season, Masons for Mitts is proud to introduce the Super Summer Book Bag, a one-stop goodie bag filled with expertly vetted and age-appropriate reading and math material compiled by the literacy experts at the national nonprofit Raising a Reader. Our Major League Baseball partners will distribute the bags to kids throughout the state, all in addition to the classic leather baseball mitts that have defined Masons for Mitts for more than a decade. If you have given in the past, please consider repeating and increasing that donation. And if you have never contributed to this important cause before, this is a great time to start. To help create an amazing summer experience for underprivileged kids across the state, visit our site here. https://bit.ly/masons4mitts and click the box under the words Give a Mitt. This will take you to a donation page pre-filled to ensure our East Bay Aces team gets the credit for your donation. Using this online site is highly preferred for ease of processing and accounting of donations. But if you need to contribute via check, please make your check out to Masons for Mitts and put East Bay Aces in the memo line. This is important because it is the only clear way that Grand Lodge will know that the check should be coming to our team. Please mail your donations directly to Masons for Mitts, 1111 California Street, San Francisco, California, 94108. Whether you donate online or by mail, if your company has a donation matching program, this should qualify, depending on your company's program, limits, etc. If your company needs it, the California Masonic Foundation's tax ID number is 23-701-3074. No matter how you choose to, please donate. This year, the East Bay Aces want to crush our competition and show that the East Bay has the biggest hearts of any Masons in California. I know we do. This is how we prove it. August birthdays. Jeffrey R. Knott, August 4th. Trandafir Mihutoni, August 7th. Donald L. Hoskins, August 8th. Adam J. Hannon, August 10th. Robert A. Richardson, August 20th. Angel G. Alvarez Mapp, August 22nd. Carrie L. Carlson, Passmaster, August 22nd. Third degree anniversaries. William L. Witten, 62 years. Dean D. Van Norman, Passmaster, 44 years. Ronald J. Reese, 42 years. Gerard M. Wilson, Passmaster, 41 years. James R. Barley, 41 years. C.T. Watson, 41 years. Clinton J. Jossie, 36 years. John R. Osborne, 34 years. John B. Cook, 26 years. Trandafir Mihutoni, 20 years. Stephen E. Milano, 19 years. Kenneth C. Owen, Passmaster, 17 years. Angel G. Alvarez Mapp, 17 years. Robert S. Strohmeyer, Passmaster, 16 years. James H. Chamberlain, Passmaster, 16 years. C. Randall Tollerton, past master, 16 years. Danny Ho, 14 years. Daniel M. Argetta, 13 years. Michael E. Roberts, past master, 12 years. Harry G. Burt, past master, 10 years. J. O. Dryden, II, 9 years. Timothy J. Riley, 8 years. Peter A. Peterson, 7 years. David B. Stickney, 5 years. Chris J. Wainscott, 17 years. Important upcoming dates. Every Tuesday, virtual meetup. Connect with the brethren during our weekly video chats every Tuesday at 7 p.m. August 4th, non-stated meeting. Join us virtually to get caught up on all the news with the Lodge and to stay connected to the brethren. This has been Adam Hannon, Master of Akalani's Fellowship Lodge number 480 in Lafayette, California. And you have been listening to the August 2020 Trestle Board. Thank you for listening. And I remind you to always act on the level and part on the square.